You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here. Doug Pound, join the official fan club of the Cleveland Browns. The Browns backers, join now and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, Browns backer, watch parties, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. The Pro Bowl in the books. Team Irvin 32 defeating Team Carter 28. And it was actually a pretty fun game to watch at times. And Andy Dalton stunk, which I thought was the most comical part of all of it. Matt Stafford, the leading passer in the game. Mark Ingram, the leading rusher in the game. Antonio Brown, leading receiver, although both Jimmy Graham and Emmanuel Sanders and Greg Olsen had two touchdown catches apiece. J.J. Watt with a fumble recovery. He had an interception. He was pretty darn good. He was the defensive player of the game there. But we had three Browns out there in the Pro Bowl as well. Tashaun Gibson not playing as he rehabilitates his injury. You had Joe Hayden, you had Dante Whitner, and Joe Thomas. And caught up with all three of those guys. Our guy Sal out there, post-game sound. Start with Joe Thomas.
Eighth Pro Bowl, how did it go for you?
It was awesome. I think it was only the second Pro Bowl I've won, so it was really fun out here. I think the winning helped, and it was great playing with all these awesome players.
You made a tackle on J.J. Watt, an interception. How'd that feel?
It brought me back to my college days playing defensive end, and it was kind of fun.
Overall experience of the week, how was it for you?
It was good. It was great to get the family down to Arizona and enjoy some warmer weather.
Back here next year?
I hope it's back in Hawaii, and I hope I get to make it next year, too.
I hope it's back in Hawaii, too, and I hope, and I think it's a foregone conclusion that Joe Thomas will be back based on the trend. Now let's hear from Dante Whitner, a late addition to the Pro Bowl.
Team Carter fell, Team Irvin. How did the game go for you?
It went pretty good, man. Everybody made it out healthy. You know, we had a lot of fun out there. Put on a good show for the fans. And this is all about being recognized and being, you know, top in your profession, top in the league. And, you know, met a lot of people this week, had a lot of fun. We had a fun game. We fell short, but we still had it. Went out there and performed.
That's back-to-back-to-back for you, Pro Bowls. How did this one differ for you?
This one different because I actually was able to play. The other ones, one year I was in the Super Bowl, and then last year I was a free agent, so I didn't want to go out there and risk it. So I wanted to give it a shot and see how it was. I actually, you know, had a lot of fun here all week, the game also. So, yeah, that's a unique experience playing out there.
How was the entire week for you being here in Phoenix?
The entire week was cool, man. The weather was great. Met a lot of kids that, you know, grew up in unfortunate situations. You know, made a lot of friends, you know, learned a lot about a lot of the guys in this room. In this locker room, and you know, it was just a good time.
Talk about that pop you had early in the game.
Yeah, the pop I had early in the game, I really wanted to give him a little more, but you know, it's not a real game. But at the same time, I wanted to at least get one good pop out there, you know, so it felt good.
Dante Whitner played in his first Pro Bowl ever. He had been to three in a row, but this was the first one he actually played in. Had a good time out there. It does seem like the players enjoy being out there, getting to interact with the fans, and they did the Play 60 event. They're able to do a bunch of good stuff for the community and then have fun out there in the game. And as he said, everybody came out of there uninjured, which is always important in a game like this, because that's the danger. You're still playing football, and you want to make sure everybody gets out safe. Joe Hayden was right there on the final failed pass of the game to help preserve the victory for Team Irvin, and Sal caught up with him on the field.
How'd the game go for you? Man, it went pretty good. You know, it was just a good time out there. Glad we ended up closing it down at the end when we needed to. Just had a good time playing, man. It was fun.
Is it extra special that you can actually come out with a victory?
Oh, man, way more special. At the end of the day, that's what you want to do all the time when you're out there. We had a chance to shut it down at the end, and we did, man. So it just feels good.
It seems fitting that the captain of the team kind of made the last play there. Andy Dalton underfills the ball. You're there to take it away. Talk about that play.
Oh, man, I was trying to come up off of my man and try to make a play for the end of the game. So, you know, just being in the right place, right time. I'm really excited about it, man. I can't wait to go celebrate with these dudes.
Thanks, Joe. How was the experience of being here with all your friends across the league, being able to play with them?
It's amazing, man. You know, it's more about the relationships and just being able to talk to, like, the best players in the game, you know, just talking to them and seeing what they're doing for the offseason, where they train, how they work. So it's just an overall fun experience.
And then how about being in Phoenix for the entire week? How was that whole experience?
It's been fun. You know, it's different than being in Hawaii last year, but it's still a fun experience, and I wouldn't change it. I mean, the crowd at the stadium was packed, so that was cool.
You know what, Nathan, I've never played in a Pro Bowl, unfortunately. But
all right, you're a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, playing in a, I'll say this, playing in a North-South All-Star game in high school, the Big 33, Ohio versus Pennsylvania, going to the Combine, you know, again, playing in the Senior Bowl, and getting to connect with those other guys, that is what this is really about. You know, the game is great, but as a player, it is, as Dante said, it's the fact that you worked extremely hard. It's about being recognized as one of the best. That's why you're voted into that game or chosen for that game, regardless of the All-Star games that I've talked about. But then also, too, it is about connecting, because I know, just speaking from the draft, the Combine, and the Senior Bowl, you know, you latch on to the guys that, you know, are like you or that you played with or against throughout the Big Ten season and then in that football game. And you always, and I know, like, for me, like Lance Briggs was a guy that I was, you know, I think, you know, they give you those weird combine numbers like, you know, 1-2-1, you know, LB 1-2-1. Well, he was LB 1-2-0. I was LB 1-2-1. So everything you did, it was
right after him,
you know. So when you're standing in line waiting for the bench press, waiting for the 40, waiting for your interviews, things of that sort, you're just kind of picking each other's brains about, you know, good, bad, and indifferent about, you know, college and where you expect to go and where you like to play. And those bonds that you make last so long. And I'm sure it had to be great, where in this case, as Joe said, the best of the best and learning. And I think for Joe to be such a sponge still, when we talked about him, you know, in the middle of the season being one of the best corners in that conversation, top five, if not, as Brian Baldinger said earlier in the season, you know, the top corner in the way he's playing right now, to still be hungry for more and hungry for more information to take his game to the next level, for me, is the polar opposite of a guy like Josh Gordon. You have a guy who's hungry, who wants to represent himself in the Cleveland Browns and grow and wants to win and is so hungry, and another guy who's just all about himself in the other way possible and wanting to sacrifice all that is good for a drink or drinks in this case.
It's unfortunate. Yes, that is the truth. And guys certainly picked their brains. I think that's interesting. Odell Beckham had another unbelievable performance, made some crazy catches.
How, like what?
Did you see the video, the pregame video?
Yes, I did.
Ridiculous.
How nine teams or eight teams passed on him, or however many passed on him, is ridiculous.
And then he also kicked, as you know, a 46-yard field goal in practice in warm-ups before the game. So
with the skinny goalposts.
With the skinny goalposts, which gave Adam Vinatieri fits. He said, by the way, that he played with two hamstring tears all season long as well. Odell Beckham.
OBJ, yeah. And which only makes New York Giants fans want the season to get here, because they'll have what most people think a healthy Victor Cruz by then, a hopefully mentally rehabilitated Eli Manning, and Odell Beckham fully healthy. If they can get that defense right, they're going to be a team that's going to go back to the playoffs and give Dallas a run for their money.
No question.
And Philly.
It's amazing that he said, you know, talking about his hamstrings, they healed up to where I could play with them, that they were never truly good, and I'm still working and trying to get ready. Should be good by training camp, be at full strength next season, looking forward to getting healthy.
That's scary.
The guy, unbelievable.
Scary.
Yeah.
1,300 yards, what, 12 touchdowns?
He was just ridiculous.
In 12 games?
In four games he had at least 10 catches, 91 for 1,305 and 12 touchdowns. He missed four games at the beginning of the season. He made an unbelievable diving catch from Matt Stafford earlier. The guy is awesome, and he's fun. Certainly fun to watch.
I used to do that when I was younger.
Yeah, plays. Yeah, of course you did, obviously. Duh.
With the stick'em, though.
Yes, with the stick'em. All right, there is a Super Bowl happening this week, but you wouldn't know it because of Deflategate. We'll get some sound on Deflategate for you when we come back, and then finish things up with your calls, 216-578-0850, and your tweets to @Browns_daily, @NathanZagura, @MattWilhelm57 here on ESPN 850 WKNR.